Are you a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, or are you thinking about coming into the profession of hypnosis and hypnotherapy? This video is going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly, possible ugly stuff that could happen in 2025. All right, I'm Cal Banyan. I got over 25 years in the profession of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, teaching people from all around the world, known for my unique system of five path, seven path, and the secret language of feelings. I just got off a Zoom call with the National Guild of Hypnotists, setting up some things I'm going to be doing with them at the convention and other stuff too. But let's get right down to business. All right, number one. Oh, does 2025 bode well for the profession? Are there any threats to our profession? Is there some good news? Yes, there's lots and lots of good news. First of all, I want to say there's never been a better time to come into the profession of hypnosis and hypnotherapy. It's just not. One of the greatest things about coming in to the profession right now is it's so easy to get started compared to back in the day when you only saw clients in person. Now we see, I particularly see about 75 to 85% of my clients, depending on the week and the time of the year and all that stuff, online. Rarely do I go into the office anymore. Sometimes I'll have one or two clients that I'm seeing in the office, but that is now the exception, not the rule. So now is the best time ever. And to you folks who have not yet made the leap, people who are already certified hypnotists seeing clients, if you're not already seeing clients, now is the time to start seeing them online. Because, COVID was bad. Everything about COVID was bad except one thing. It drove people online. They got familiar with platforms like the one I'm using right now, Zoom, to see the grandkids or to work away from the office. And so now is the best time. But there are some challenges coming up. One of the main challenges coming up in our profession has been an ongoing battle. That's right. The American Medical Association and the American Psychological Association and the American Psychiatric Association would love to shut you down. Of course, unless you're already a doctor or PhD clinical psychologist or something like that, those organizations would like to shut everybody else down. It's kind of an ongoing turf war. And this is how we've been winning it all these years. We have to do really good hypnosis. You need to stay up on the latest techniques, and you must be ethical, and you must stay within the realm of your training. Well, guess what? The medical community and the psychological community, they're doing real scientific research that shows, using all kinds of scientific things, the brain scans and stuff like that, that hypnosis is a real thing, that the brain operates differently in hypnosis. You can find that stuff out. As a matter of fact, I've heard that a medical school here in the United States is now looking into seven path self-hypnosis and are looking into doing a 5-year study, or maybe it's a 4-year study, on how much it helps people. And so, more scientific research. So that's all good. Never been a better time than right now to come into the profession. For reals. Ooh, here's a scary one. Artificial intelligence. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not that scary at all. Things like ChatGPT and other kinds of artificial intelligence, where you can have them do some of your work for you, is going to be a boom for the hypnosis profession, because you have a new client coming in, and you can say, hey, please write me a script for X, Y, and Z. And then you could say, write me a script that will take 5 minutes to read. And they can just give you these scripts. Now, they're not perfect. You're going to want to use them as a starting point, but there's no more this having to go out and have a new turn down a client because you don't know what to do with them. Because of systems like Five Path Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, which is a structured system that I designed that's being used all around the world for about over 20 years, it gives you the structure. And then if you don't have an idea of what kind of hypnotic suggestions you'll be giving them, then you can just go to PTP, you know, that one. And you can just have it give you the start. Then you can go in there and polish it up, add something, and check out my other podcast on writing scripts on the fly. And it shows you how to modify existing scripts. So this is a wonderful time to be in the hypnosis profession. Here's the other thing. You know, the National Guild of Hypnotists, the Five Path International Association, hypnosis professionals, organizations like that with high credibility are strong. They're strong and they know how to help you succeed. So this has got to be the year where you either decide to come into the profession or you decide you're going to lift yourself within the profession. If you're thinking about coming into the profession, hey, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training and check out my offering. We've trained hypnotists all around the world, and they're among the very best. They're so good, and the system is so different than anything that existed before. The National Guild of Hypnotists has what? They've recognized us as a special organization within the profession and given us a status of special interest group. So, never been a better time. These strong organizations are getting stronger and they're there to help you. Now, myself and Five Path organization are very well connected together with the National Guild of Hypnotists. And so I've been invited to speak again at their upcoming convention, Lift Your Skills, the 75th annual NGH, National Guild of Hypnotists, educational conference and convention, and that's going to be, I believe, August 8th through the 10th. I'll be there. I'm going to be doing workshops on advanced hypnotherapy. I'm also going to be doing a workshop on age regression, hypnotic age regression, a really, really cool thing that is like the best, most powerful technique available to hypnotists. I'm going to be talking about the secret language of feelings. If you don't understand emotions, you can never really be a great hypnotist. So, if you're in the profession already, you need to lift your skills. If you're thinking about coming into the profession, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training. See my offerings. It's a 7-day course, 100 hours in 7 days. Wow. I mean, you're going to eat, sleep, and poop hypnosis, and you're going to come out able to hypnotize people, able to help people with just about any kind of problem that walk in the office. There's 30 hours or so of pre-study, so you're not going to have time to get into our January class. Our schedule for upcoming year is May 18th to the 24th, 2025, September 14th to 2025. And here's the good news. You can come and be live in the class, or you can come and be live online. We have the very best courses that are hybrid courses, where both the people who are online and the people who are on site are able to interact with the instructor and with each other. You're going to learn how to hypnotize people online. That's a big deal. Nowadays, if you're not offering online sessions, you're so last century. Also, if that's not enough for you and you can wait long enough, we have the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals in October 4th and 5th in Dallas. Yes, 2025. Wow, what a year. Best year ever to get into the profession. Best year ever to lift yourself in the profession. And it's just going to be a blast. I think we can handle the AMA and APA and by staying in our lane, doing what we're able to do and not playing doctors and nurses and that kind of thing. All right, that hey, what do you think's going on in 2025? Leave a comment. Do you think there's challenges I didn't talk about? Do you think there's cool things coming up that I didn't talk about? Leave a comment. Give me a like or share. It really helps to get this out there. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing out.